Hey, it's Joe Rately, owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Yeah, the grilling guys do cook on those Goodwin Smokers. Matter of fact, Bob, you put some ribs together for this event today on that Goodwin Smoker, didn't you?
Yeah, I did a little smoking. Had a golf outing at the R&R Ranch here this week, and Shasta and Corey asked me to do some country ribs for them, so I did a couple of briskets. Trimmed them up sweet, carved the decals off them, and
does that hurt?
No, I didn't cut myself, but did some burn ends. Brought those briskets out to a golf outing at the R&R Ranch, and it was a potluck after the golf outing, and it was quite the ordeal because everybody's bringing in all these packaged cookies and all this stuff. They just basically ran a mire on their way there, you know. And I whip out my cooler and all my gear, and I'm setting up, and pretty soon there's a crowd of about 20 people around me watching me carve up these briskets, and they're just like drooling all over my back as they're leaning over watching the thing. But the brisket was the first thing gone.
Oh, absolutely. You do have a twist on a brisket. That's not easy to do. I've ruined a couple trying to do it. I need to go to class and learn about that. We'll talk a little bit about classes in the next segment that are coming up. But anyway... you know, just get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, do an experiment, and see what you can do. You know, it isn't all about competition barbecue. It's about doing what you like to do. Give it a try and see what happens. But right now, we on the grilling line, we do have a competition griller, Mike Peters from the KCBS. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good talking to you, Mike. I just spoke with you the other day, and you said you were coming back to Michigan. Now, Mike and Chris travel the country in a big KCBS, Kansas City Barbecue Society, rig with a truck and a trailer, and you go to competition events, and you promote different things. Last year, you're promoting the good one, and sauces, all sorts of wines and stuff, but you're going to roll up to Birch Run. When is that?
Birch Run event is coming up on August 17th and 18th. Out at the Expo Center.
Okay, and that's going to be a big KCBS competition. And are you competing in that, or are you just going to be doing your demo?
No, we're just going to be doing our dog and pony show up there. I always joke with people, we don't compete when we do our tour. We like to give everybody else a chance.
Very nice of you.
Yeah.
So the Great American Barbecue Tour, you're going to hit how many states this summer?
We're doing 23 different events and festivals throughout the whole United States. So we're in just finished up an event in South Bend, Indiana. We're heading over to Mason City, Iowa, and up to the Wisconsin State Fair. And we actually do have an off weekend. We're going to cook up in Rochester, Minnesota. It's kind of on the way.
Sounds somewhere, like, yeah.
On the way to Canada, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so... when you are up in Birch Run, we're going to keep you on the radar. We want to talk to you that Saturday, see how things are going up there. But basically, why would folks want to go to an event like that if they're just spectators? What are they going to get out of it?
Well, you're going to get some tips and tricks, definitely from us on stage. We do a lot of different cooking as far as both grilling and smoking up on stage to show it to the customers or show it to the people. Wise, all the different cooking teams out there, they're always willing to give advice to new people and people that have a question about a cooker or a smoker or how they make burnt ends, how they do this or that. So everybody's always very eager to help and expand their knowledge.
All right, well, thanks so much for joining us, Mike. Say hi to your beautiful bride, Chris, and Mike and Chris Peters, KCBS Great American Barbecue Tour. They're traveling the country, turning on the world to barbecue. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, if you don't want to go to clear to Birch Run for a class, we do have some local classes that happen. And, Bob, we're going to have some classes. You and is Chris Marks or is it Cowboy Rob Russell going to teach
us? It's Cowboy Rob, and I will be at... right up here in Rockford again. We're going to be at Rockford Ace Hardware, and we're going to be putting on a class August 20th. I think there are still a few seats open. It's at 5:30, August 20th, Rockford Ace Hardware. Butts and briskets. This is a good class. Briskets kick a lot of butt. And a lot of people can't get that brisket down, and we're going to try and tune you up on that.
It's a tough piece of meat to grill because it's a tough piece of meat to start with. But if you've got the right technique and you can learn this stuff from Bob and Cowboy Rob, I tell you what, I'm going to attend this class because the last two times I've tried to do brisket, they did not turn out right. And I've been to the class once. I'm going to go back again because it's that important. It's a great cut of meat. It's very flavorful if you get it done right. But if you don't do it right, it's a mess.
Yeah, brisket is... It's low and slow. It's real barbecue. You're not going to use a grill. You're going to use a smoker, and you're going to go 200 to 225 degrees for around 10 hours. But there's a method, and you know, if you follow the techniques and if you just do these simple little things we'll show you in the class, you can turn out some championship brisket, and your neighbors will be blown away because it's my favorite piece of barbecue. There's nothing like a brisket.
It's all over Texas. I mean, I've got a brother that lives down just north of San Antonio, and when I go down there, that's about all the barbecue that if you're going to get Texas barbecue, that's what you get is brisket, and those boys down there know how to do it. You're going to bring that up here and teach us how to do it. How much does it cost to attend that class?
Oh, it's probably 70 to 90 bucks, somewhere in there. It's 3 hours of... We're just going to jam you with information, technique. You're going to get your hands dirty. You're going to get your belly full, and you're going to walk away pretty happy because if you can master a brisket, you will have a technique that will stay with you a lifetime. And like I said, brisket's my favorite piece to do. You just never get tired of beef. It's what's for dinner.
You know, I don't either. Hey, Shasta. If I wanted to put a little olive oil on top of a piece of beef before I put it on the grill, which one of these many flavors would you recommend?
Wow, I would always say Tuscan herb. That's kind of my go-to staple because it's got the garlic, basil, little rosemary already built into the flavor. Garlic is always safe too, but I'll tell you that Tuscan herb will really set it off.
It's very nice. My default is your garlic.
Yeah.
And once again, I am out, just in case you wanted to know.
I think you mentioned something about that last week on the show, too.
Say it over the air, you'd think we'd get refilled, job.
You think I'd feel obligated, right?
Kind of. I don't know. I could, I guess, go to the supermarket and buy some.
But let's talk a little bit about how much of it to use, okay? Because I think that you'll be surprised how little you really need.
Right. You know, people think that you have to have a lot of product on something to really get that flavor in your food, and that's really the total opposite of what we try to teach people. You're only using a couple tablespoons tops, and really with a piece of meat, you're just going to brush that over your steak and throw it on the grill.
It makes the seasonings adhere to the meat better. Just keep in mind that when you are seasoning your piece of meat, there is a flavor profile in the oil as well as the seasoning that you're putting on, and experiment with it. Take a little taste of the oil and the seasoning, put it together before you put it on the piece of meat because you don't want to overpower it, and that's all you taste is the oil or the seasoning.
That's right.
And with that Tuscan in particular, it's got such a nice profile. If you just put a little sea salt, some cracked pepper on there, you're good to go. I mean, about any piece of meat will come alive with that on it.
A couple blue cheese sprinkles on top.
Ooh.
Set it right off.
Now, you've got a salt in there, a cooking salt that I cooked with on Wednesday night when we were down at Blues on the Mall. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's called Seasonello, and it's a classic Italian blend that comes straight over from Italy. We can hardly keep it in stock. Once you cook with it one time, you'll understand. Rosemary, a little bit of sage, sea salt, and it's one of those, again, a little bit goes a long way, but it imparts a ton of flavor.
Yeah, and I was serving that to perfect strangers who became perfect friends instantly because they were trying that on the...
It's all free food, Joe.
Right.
You're
right.
Oh, come on. Cut me some slack. I thought I was doing something there.
Thought it was your personality.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we're going to bring the train to the station. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've got a few more tips and tricks that we're going to give you. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. Let me light your candle, cause the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.